In episode 38 of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of making money blogging. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. We put together a resource page for a lot of the things that we don't talk about in our episodes. Make sure you check that out. It has things such as ebooks, audiobooks, which are for sale. Also, it has things with different affiliate links that helps us pay the bill. So make sure you check this out. It's at nichebloggingtips.com/resources. That's nichebloggingtips.com/resources. All right, I'm going to get right into it. I have three pros and three cons of making money blogging. We're going to get right into it. Let's go with the pros first. Let's go with the pros. You know, you always have good news and bad news, and you want to hear the good news before you hear the bad news. Or maybe some of us like to hear the bad news first, but in this episode, we're going to go with the pros. All right, we're going to talk about the pros first of making money blogging. The first pro of making money blogging is it can give you instant credibility with your readers. So if you are, let's say, if you're a food blogger, and I guess that's not a good one. Let's just say if you are a content creator that's digital marketing. If you're a digital marketer and you talk about all these different ways that you're making money, all these different, I guess, income avenues that you're making, that's gonna give you credibility with your readers, especially if you do things like you have to show evidence. So evidence in terms of, I guess, your sheets, like your affiliate payments per se. So people want to see that. They want to see the payments. They just want to see if it's real or not. When they see it's real, you have their eyes and ears now. You have eyes and ears of people because they want the same thing for their particular business or their particular blog. They want the same thing, that they want those results, the results that you showed. So it'll give you instant credibility. That's the first pro to making money blogging. The second pro is you can reinvest back into the blog. I definitely highly recommend that, but that's definitely a pro. You can take the money that you've made from blogging and you can do things such as get better tools for your blog. You can do things like get writers for your blog, so you won't be the one actually writing for the blog. You can actually hire it out. So outsource. You can do things like that. And that's real important because what you have now is when you do things like that, you have time. And then you can produce, your output can be better also. So you can spend your time doing other things within your blog or spend your time the way you want to spend it when you have things such as better tools and writers. And like I said, outsourcing it to writers, that's real, real big. That's definitely a pro. The third pro I have is it can give you financial stability. Maybe you are, and I'm not saying financial stability of, you know, maybe one of the top bloggers. Maybe you don't want to do anything like that. Maybe you do. I don't know. It can still give you financial stability to where maybe you can quit your job or maybe you can take more trips and maybe you can just do things that you always wanted to do that you couldn't otherwise do before. This blog of yours can provide you or may have provided you with just so many other great opportunities in terms of, the financial stability part, the freedom part of your blog. And that's why a lot of people start blogs, because they want the freedom. You know, they see the computer, the laptop on the beach and all of that, you know, you've seen all those different pictures or what have you, but the financial stability that lures almost everyone into the world of blogging. All right, we're going to go to the cons. I have three cons of making money blogging. And the first con that I have is you may turn off your readers if you are talking too much about your successes. Now, I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that. And that does happen. And so you have to be really careful, depending on what niche you're in. You have to be really careful talking too much about your successes, because remember, it's about the readers, not about you. Now, yes, you may have a blog where the readers, you can show them certain things and say, hey, I've done this, that, or the other. I can help you in this particular way. That's good. Never deter from that. Sometimes when you're talking about yourself too much, people are going to get turned off by it, and you can kind of tell when someone does that a little too much for your liking. And that's a con. People will definitely get turned off if you're talking too much about your successes. The other con I have is it takes work and patience to make money blogging. It takes work, takes a lot of work. I'm saying in the case of most people, that's why in the second pro, I talked about hiring writers, because it's time freedom. And we all definitely want that, but it takes an overall blog, it takes work, takes a lot of content, takes a lot of content, whether it's blog content or whatever else type of content that you're adding with your blog. And it takes a whole lot of patience, because you don't want it takes a lot of patience because you don't want to go in and just automatically think, yeah, I'm going to be making all this money with my blog. You don't want to even think about that. Me personally, I try not to even. Yeah, you go in with a mindset, and you kind of know what it takes to have a successful blog, to make money blogging. I don't have When I start a blog, I don't have high expectations. I just kind of know, hey, if I get this is what I want to do. I want to make sure if I outsource it, or if I'm writing the content myself, these are the stages that I want to be in. Okay, it might take me this amount of time. Even if I don't reach that goal, I don't come in with a complete mindset of money per se, if you know what I mean. Yeah, that's the goal. Of course, that's the goal. That's the goal, to make money blogging. We all want it. We all want to make money blogging. Period. There's no hiding that. But it takes patience. When I mean patience, it takes time. So it might even take you 2 years before you even see anything on your blog. Might just do that. Maybe you have it. Technically, it shouldn't take you quite that long, but for some people it does. Maybe you're not working on your blog all the time. Maybe you're just putting out so much content you can only write a blog post every other week. It adds up. All that adds up. The time aspect of it adds up, because when I start a blog, I'm looking at it from also from a perspective of how many blog posts do I need for that particular blog to get traffic, if I'm just, depending on Google traffic or what have you. I know I'm going to have to be patient with it. I don't have an expectation of 6 months I'm going to be making money with this thing. I set out an expectation of something in terms of time a lot further than 6 months. That's just me. Maybe if you have the resources or whatnot, maybe, and depending on what the niche is, maybe you can do it quicker than that. But you still have to be patient, because it's going to take work. It's going to take work, and it's going to take a whole heck of a lot of patience. The third con I have in order to make money blogging is the danger if you're too open with your money. We live in the social media world now. You have to be real careful, because there's always a danger when it comes to money, because you never know who's listening, you never know who's watching. You just never know. I'm not a big proponent of photos and videos showing off money and showing off cars and cash and even other things. I'm not big in that at all. I'm kind of not kind of I'm against that, because it's foolish. It's foolish because, like I said, you don't know who's watching, you don't know who's listening, you just don't know. And you don't want to get hit with the element of surprise and some unfortunate happens to you. So you just have to be careful. You have to be very, very careful when it comes to not just making money blogging, just doing things like that. Period, with social media and all this stuff going on. That's a danger. If you're too open, you are opening up yourself to possible danger. So just be careful. Be careful. Those are the pros and cons. I put out six of them, or three apiece. Three of the pros, three of the cons. And just wanted to give you something to think about when it comes to making money blogging. Of course, like I said, we all want it. We all covet it. Take those things into consideration when you are thinking about blogging or when you are blogging. Make sure you check out the show notes at nichebloggingtips.com/episode38. Also, our private Facebook group. Join, if you're on Facebook, our private Facebook group at nichebloggingtips.com/group. Also, our YouTube channel at nichebloggingtips.com/YouTube. Thanks for joining and checking out this episode of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Thank you and enjoy. The thought of having a blog is so important, especially when you're new. But just like a lot of new bloggers, you get stuck in a lot of different places because you're getting all this information from all these different places, all these different bloggers or whatnot. But what we did was we put together a free mini course. We call it the 5-day blogging mini retreat is what we call it. And you can get that at nichebloggingtips.com, anywhere on the website, nichebloggingtips.com. Sign up for our 5-day blogging mini retreat. It's a free mini course, a free 5-day blogging mini retreat. Check it out at nichebloggingtips.com. Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.